Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Adina Bashe Basnecha Gittel, Gilashana Basnecha Gittel, Bracha Batzlacha Bacha Matzei Dan, and for Nasi Tamar Basali Sheva Tova, Bracha Batzlacha Matzei Dan, Ritovin Hachmurcha, Ben Frida Simcha. In the Gemara in Erechin, Adav Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, Ein Poschen Meshisha Tloim, Ham Bukar and Belishkis at Tloim, Arba Yemen Koid Mashchito. Mani Ben Bagba, Gitisani Ben Bagba Goymer, Minayin Shtamaton Bikor Arba Yomim Koid Mashchito, Tamalom Tish will like leave Moado. Lahal and Womer by Alechem Mishmeres, Melan Ton Biko Rabbi Yam Koim Shchita, Aftomid Ton Biko Rabbi Yamim Koidim Shchita. So it says you're not allowed to have less than six sheep that have Biko done on them in the chamber of sheeps 4 days before Shchita. And who is this? This is Ben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag says, how do you know that a Tamid requires Biko? They have to check it out for a moment 4 days before Shechita, because it says Tish Merlak with Mado, and it says by Pesach Mitzrayim Ve'alechem LeMishmeres, just like over there it's Ton Bikor Arba Yamim Kodem Shechita, so to Tamid is Ton Bikor Arba Yamim Kodem HaShechita. The Rambam in the first parak of Tamidim Musaf and Halacha Tes writes Ein Poschem Mishisha Tlaim V'Vokar M'Liskus HaTlaim B'Mikdash V'Yumuchanim Kodem Yom HaKrav Arba Yamim V'Apal Pish Yom Mivakum Oso Mitchila Lahayu Mishochtem Es HaTamid Ad Shemivakum Oso Shenis Kodem Shechita Lo'ora HaAvukos. Even though you're not allowed to have less than six tlaim that have bikur done on them in the Lishkus HaTlaim in the Mikdash, and they should be prepared before the HaKrav of 4 days, and even though they were mivakered them first, they wouldn't shecht it until they were mivakered again before the Shechita by the light of torches, and this Indian of light of torches in Mishnah and Tamid. The Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Chof Dalid is Tameya. Why do you need this Chi of Bikur Samach L'Shechita? Chobas Tishmeru, they were ready Makayim when they did the Bikur 4 days before that Krava. So how do you know you need another Bikur Samach L'Shechita? And he said maybe it's the Rabbanan, but he asked if that's the case, that it's not, then it's not Mitar's Bikur, it's Mechshash, maybe there's a Mum, and if so then all Korbanas should require such a Bedika, not only the Tamid. And the Chazon Ish blabs with the Tzarechiyam. So we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Dibur Sariel and Maseches Erechin and Daf and Siman Chof Ches. To answer the kasha, the Chazon Ish asked the kasha. What's pshat? The Rambam says you do a bikur first, 4 days before, and then you do a bikur right before the shechita. If it's out, just that mechshash shamanafa b'mum, so then you should be mechayiv this in all the korbanos. So in the Taurus Kohanim vayikra parsha segimlos yibayz, it says tam yakrivenu tam yakdishenu. You should be makrivit tamim. You should be makdishit tamim. Yosi amr tam yakrivenu yevakrenu v'yakrivenu. First, you have to do Bikur, and then you remarked with it. Rabbi Yossi Shemati B'Shechotam B'Shabbos Shem Revukur Shuchayv Chatas V'Yavi Tamid Acher. But I heard that if somebody shechs a Tamid on Shabbos and the Tamid isn't Mavukur, he's Chayv Chatas, and then he has to bring another Tamid. Ad Kan Loshan Ataris Kohanim. And it's Mvur, Shadin Bikur, Shepoisel, Bitamid, is learned from Tamim Yakrivenu. It says Tamim Yakrivenu. And from this Tamim Yakrivenu, you learn that you have to do Bikur. Yivakrenu v Yakrivenu. However, in the Tosefta and Psachim, Parakei, we learn from a different pasuk. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Shemati sheshelchei tam chenu bevukah b'shabbos chayiv chatas. V'yachzer b'yavi tamid acher. Shenamar tamimim yu lachem. K'shem bevukarim tamidim. K'shem bevukarim einam tamidim. Ad kan lashanat tosefta. So the alfusa, the pasul tamidim, she'enam bevukarim, is from tamimim yu lachem, and not from tamim yakrivenu. The Malbim in the Torah v'amitzvah and Taras Kohanim v'yikra writes that they're both needed, because b'kachim Shana lava kasav la'akev, and therefore you need both, one for a mitzvah, one to be ma'akev. And then he asks that Ben Bagbag learns the Chovas Bikur from Tishmeru, from Gezeirah Shavuot and Pesach Mitzrayim. So why do I need three psukim for Bikur? It's enough to have two. And he concludes that Rabbi Yossi argues with him Ben Bagbag, and he doesn't hold the Gezeirah Shavuot of Tishmur from Pesach Mitzrayim, and therefore he has to learn Bikur's Ma'ake from Tam Yakrivenu and Tumimim Yulachem. That's the Malbim. However, if not for the words of the Malbim, we could say that Rabbi Yossi and Ben Bagbag are not arguing with each other. And Adarabba, they complement each other, because the din that's learned from Tishmur and Gezeirah Shavuot from Pesach Mitzrayim and the din that's learned from Tam Yakrivenu are chalukim b'yisod dinam. The Ravid in his parish at Taras Kohanim writes that the alfus of Tam Yakrivenu is that she heyoyde yadua b'tmimus, that it should be known as a Tamid that doesn't have a mun. And this din is noig b'shas akrabos ha-tamid k'loshan ha-taras kohanim Tam Yakrivenu yivakrenu v'yakrivenu v'haynu, that it's a din b'hakrova shetzarech sheyehe atamid yadua b'tmimus b'shas hakrova. However, b'din bikur arba yom koydim hakrova, that's known from Tishmur, the Rambam writes sheyisodo k'dei sheyeh muchanim arba yom koydim hakrova. Sorry, it's the wrong parish mishnayis to erichin ha-mishnah zosi leben bagbag v'day shetamid shetamid tzarech sheyeh muchan koydim shchitas arba yomim. So you see that arba yomim is not to be mevara the tmimus hakrova b'shas hakrova, but that the carbon should be muchan arba yomim koydim hakrova. Vudina mutal alatzi were tishmeru lishmor shaliz batel atomid ve'ech hashmira sheyevakru v'yachinu atmidim arba yomim lifnei hakrova. However, this bikur is not enough to be machshiv et yadua b'tmimus b'shas hakrova shulai nolad bo mum b'meshach arba yomim, and therefore you have to be mevakru at another time lifnei hashchita in order that it should be known b'tmimus b'shas hakrova. According to this, we don't have to say that Rabbi Yossi ben Bagbag are arguing with each other. Adarabba, devrei mashlimim ze lazeh, that from the Afusav ben Bagbag, who learns Tishmur Gezeirah Shavuot from Pesach Mitzrayim, we learn the din of Bikur Arba Yom Koydim Hakrova. Sheinu mishum beir hatzmimus, ela kadei shiyu hatzmidim uchanim lahakrova. It's not else being mevara the tzmimus, but rather the Tishmeru is that the Tumidim should be Muchanim La'akrava. And from the two psukim of Rabbi Yossi, we learn that the Tamid requires Bikur Samach L'shchitaso K'dei she'yadua b'tmimus b'shas ha'akrava. So now you need all three psukim. One is 4 days before, and the other two are b'shas ha'akrava, that they have to be yadua b'tmimus, and you have a double pasuk Shana l'bakasuv la'akev. So according to what we explain, the din of Bikur of Arba Yomim Koydim HaKrova L'Kuli Yom is not Ma'akev. Shrei Lishon Abo HaKosuv La'akev. And that it says in the Taras Kohanim, the Tosefta, in Psochim, that Bikur is Ma'akev, that's only the Bikur that's Samach L'Shchita. She Yisodu K'dei She'e Yadua B'Tumimus B'Shas HaKrova. Shanabu HaKosuv La'akev. So what we're holding now, the Arbi Yom Kodim HaKrov is not Ma'akev, and the B'Shas Ma'isa, the B'Shas HaKrov is Ma'akev. There was a Ruah Nichos Psochim, Simon Reish Tesvav writes, Ve'ein b'yodi lefarish im ha'bikur ma'akev im lab, v'stavar de'enoi ma'akev, v'l'choyim mistayim milsa mishili meruba d'tan rabbonik shzor ha'machos b'es ha'shmonai ze'al 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 ze'al. It says b'chol yom, so it's mashma every day they would bring the they would give dinarim in a box, they would send it out, and then they would, when they were being sieged, the malchut bechas beis chashmonai, and they would send out the money, and then they would send back the karbonis. It's mashma that they weren't mevukar arba yom kodim akrova. Nevertheless, they were makrov them. Shema mino, the biker is not ma'akev. It says there was a ruha. Umi unira, the biker ma'akev tisani b'tosef to psachim Rabbi Yossi shemati shashechi tamid shenavukar b'shavas chayiv chatas. V'yachzor v'yavik tamid acher. Achshira, Shneamar Tamimim Yulachem, Shem Vukarim Tamidim, Shem Vukarneinim Tamidim. So you see that here that the beaker is Ma'akev. Ad Kan Midivrei Or Zerua. So since it's a mukhah from the Tosefta and Psachim that the beaker is Ma'akev, we have to understand how's that shtim with the price at the end of Meruba that it's mukhah that the beaker is not Ma'akev. However, based on what we said, it's beautiful. Shirak Biker Asamach L'Shchitu Hashem Ma'akev. So you don't need Biker some Arbi Yamim. The Tosefta is talking about Biker B'Shas Ma'isa B'Shas Akrava. That's Ma'akev. But the Arbi Yamim is not. And that Gemara that says that they were would give them the animals that weren't Mavukar means they weren't Mavukar Arbi Yamim. Kol Yom they would send them. They weren't Mavukar Arbi Yamim. But then before that Akrava they would check them. However, the Rambam, in the first parak of Tamid Musaf Malachates, writes only that you have to mevaker the Tamid, but he doesn't mention that the beaker is Ma'akev. And he omits the whole din of Rav Yossi, Sheshochei Tamid Sheino Mavukar B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas V'Yavi Tamid Acher. And the Malbim explains that the Rambam holds that the Chacham Midarshan and Taraskan of Tamiyak Rivenu, Tamiyak Dishenu argue on Rav Yossi. And according to them, this pasuk is Darshan for another Jerash, the Yinala to be Makdish Abal Mum. And according to them, lo shana lava kasev la'akev, that you need a bikur b'shas shchita, and therefore it's only the mitzvah. The Rama paskins like the chachamim, and therefore it's only a mitzvah. It's not ma'akev, and so it's the chazanish and arachaim kufchav dalit. However, adkan lo nechlu chachamim only on the drasha of tamim yakrivenu in vayikra, but on the drasha of tamimim yu lachem in parashas Pinchas, we don't find that they're cholek. And if so, even though the chachamim don't hold shana lava kasev la'akev, the Bikur of Shas Shchita, but there is still a mitzvah in a Torah, Bikur Tamid Samach L'Shchita, learned from Tamimim Yu Lachem, that it said L'Gabei Tamidim. So now, Nitna Rosh V'Nashuva, to the Kash of the Chazonish, how do you know that there has to be another Bikur Samach L'Shchita, that the Rambam says there's another Bikur Samach L'Shchita? If it's only Darabanan, then why aren't they Choshish, because we're worried about a Mum, then why aren't they Choshish by other Karbanas? But based on what we said, it's not shver, because bam is not a takanas chum. It's a mitzvah in a Torah that's learned from tamimim yulachem, and it's a din miyuchad in the tamid that the Torah is makbid yaduah b'tamimus b'shas akrava, and therefore it's not enough to do the first to bikur in 4 days before. You need bikur samach l'shchita k'dei she yaduah b'tamimus b'shas akrava tamimim yulachem. And since this pasuk was said by the tamid, therefore the din of Yadua B'Tamimus was only said by the Tamid, and therefore this Bikur is not noeg in other Karbanas, only noeg by the Tamid and not Bishar Karbanas. Okay, so B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we are halfway through our journey, and I'm hoping with Tzos Hashem Darkeinu that in the next year we conclude our journey. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.